Good morning, we're starting Simon Gimel. Bracha Zumei and Gimel Mavorcha Malaminim Aksuma Parsha Zeke. So this bracha, which we say, which is one bracha, which corresponds to three different brachas, we say it on the items which are mentioned in Parsha Zeke. In the beginning of Parsha Zeke, the Torah describes that Eretz Yisrael is a special place because it has many wonderful things. It has Mayanus, Usahomus, it has springs, and it has deep water, and it has, you can mine iron out of the mountains, and it's a land which grows certain items. So we want to say the Shevach of the land. We say that you're able to produce these items. So these items, apparently the Torah looks at as being something which is special, that Eretz Yisrael is special, that it has these items. Eretz Israel also might produce some other things which are found in other lands as well, but that's not so special because they're not such chashav things. But these five things, which it says in the Pasuk, are the mile of Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel is special enough that it's able to produce these things. Again, these things can be produced elsewhere, but even the only thing Eretz Israel is missing those things. Eretz Israel has these things. So these things clearly are something which is special. What are the five things? The Torah says, Eretz Chito Usardo, Begefen Usenov Rimon, Eretz Zeh Shemen Udvosh. So it says, Chito and Sardo, which are two types of grains. Then it says, five fruits. Gefen is the vine, Tena is figs, Rimon is pomegranates. Then it starts again, it says, Eretz Zeh Shemen, a land which produces olives, which are able to produce oil, so that's a certain type of olive which is very well, it produces oil very well. So it still has that. But in general, we assume it means any type of zeisim. And udvashim, which is all understand, udvashim is referring to the dvash, which comes out of the dates. The dates are so rich that this nectar, this honey is coming out of the dates. Okay. So that's in Pasuk Ches. In Pasuk Tes, it says, Eretz Asher lo b'meiskenus techo bo lechem, lo sechza kol bo. It's a land which you're not going to eat your bread in a state of impoverishment. You're not missing anything in Eretz Israel. You have everything you need. And then it says, in this Pasuk Yud, b'chalto b'sevoto b'rechto. So the Torah talks about these seven species in Pasuk Ches. It talks about bread in Pasuk Tes. It talks about benching in Pasuk Yud. So clearly, Pasuk Yud is going back on what is mentioned in Pasuk Tes. The question is it also going back on what it mentioned in Pasuk Ches? So that's what he's going to explain. It says explicitly in Pasuk Tes that this is a land which has bread to eat, and then the Torah says that you're going to eat, and you're a seveya, and you make a bracha. That's in Pasuk Tes. So Pasuk Tes and Pasuk Yud, it's clearly the Pasuk Yud saying the bracha goes back on Pasuk Tes. The question, does it go back? Omam shreksi behed, omam yesh machloi, kazim emitzuzu koi gamo Pasuk rishon. However, it is debatable whether it goes back on the Pasuk before the Pasuk Ches. Therefore, Vom Vimkein, Hamitzah Lavorach Berazamozin, Al Kol Zayin Minim. It was going back on the first Pasuk, so the mitzvah to say a bracha on all seven Minim is there's a bracha. Vamash Asiko Torah Benim Uben Lechem. So then, well, if it's all seven, so why does it mention Lechem independently? So, Lashmin and Al Lechem Yavorachu Gimel Bracha Shlemis, Valashar Minim Rab Bracha Achaz Main Gimel. So that's one way to understand it, that the Pesukim divided it because there is a difference between them, but everything is a deraisa. So these five types of fruits, and if you have chit and sara not in the form of bread, there is a chiyuv to make a bracha deraisa, but it's not the same chiyuv as there is to make a bracha deraisa when you eat bread. That's one way to understand the pasuk. Oshiyesh loymar, the dafka alechem bevorchem birchas amosin. Bal shar minin ein tzarich lavorch achur of klal min araisa. We should say that the Torah only the Torah put lechem in between. They tell me only on lechem you bench. The mitzvah to say a bracha or brachos. But in other items, the Torah is saying that there's a special place in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not mentioning the idea of giving a bracha in conjunction with those other items. So alechem is only alechem, you make a bracha, and everything else, there's no mitzvah to make a bracha at all. Okay, now, the Torah, ben hamel, ben alechem, al kapodim, min rabbonim, chayv levar. Now this sheet agrees that there's a chiyuv in Rabbanon. The question is there a chiyuv in Raisa? So these are the two sheetas. This is Machlokes Rishonim. The Rosh and the Rashba say that the bracha of Me'ein Gimel is a mitzvah to Raisa. To say, others say it's a Rabbanon. So we're dealing with a bona fide question whether this is a Raisa or not. The Chiyarim will mention in upcoming Simonim a difference whether it's a Raisa or a Rabbanon. What do we do because we are not sure how to paskin? The situation of Safek, how to deal with that. Blessed Hashem, we will talk about that. Meanwhile, have a good day.